You're listening to a 3CR podcast recorded in the 3CR Community Radio Studio in Melbourne, Australia. If you like what you hear, please consider donating or subscribing so we can keep bringing you more independent community content. For more information, go to 3cr.org.au.
Hello and welcome into the fold with Kermie Braden, a program coming to you from community radio station 3CR on Kulin Country. And here you are, hearing it on your local station on the Community Radio Network. We acknowledge all the First Nations throughout whose country we're holding these conversations, with a special respect to Elders. Today, we're going to go a bit inside baseball. That term's often used to disparage details that don't attract the notice of the general public. But I reckon that we've all got a deep capacity for interest and engagement in people's passions. Also, it's an excuse for a ripper track by Baby Teeth later on. You and I are going to get to know Madonna, one of the participants in the latest round of the Audio Ability Media course. We'll also be catching back up with project lead Gemma and mentor Paul. My brief time in broadcasting, I've been oriented towards rippling news bulletins and jam-packed breakfasts where international diplomacy, intricate state politics and environmental upheaval seem to lunge forward just in the course of your ordinary morning routine, or to generating momentum and bounce for work-weary listeners in a long afternoon music mix. Whereas my mentor, Nat, they bring oral history to air. And while that's a form I've dabbled with, it's not been a discipline that I had the psychic room to think to apply to radio. Don't know how much I'd rate into the fold as oral history, but the experience and sensibility that Nat grew over the years through slower talk, like the sonic portraiture of their Prima Donna podcast, 3MDR's 40th birthday retrospective, and their immersion as a tech in 3CR's Beyond the Bars events. That, of course, in concert with and informing their presence in the studio, their constant pull to clarity and readiness to wait, has all had an influence on the different ways I've experimented with approaching these conversations for Into the Fold. The kernel of the concept, the heart of this show, is Nat's. Harnessing the steady, inertial nudge of their thought bubbles has been a privilege and pleasure. Let's see where it takes us. First, to Paul, our reading radio veteran on Turrbal and Yuggera land. Thanks for coming back, Paul Price.
Thank you very much for having me.
These days, a lot of station training can be quite, I guess, standardised, presented in groups. But how does the mentoring type of relationship compare? How do you approach that?
CMTO has a set of modules that the mentees complete. Mm-hmm. I will also do those modules so that I know what the mentees are learning, and I will listen to the classes that the mentees have on the Monday night again to see what's been discussed and the questions that have been asked so that I can best teach and try and tailor my responses and my questions to what's going on in the class. We focused on history of community radio, broadcast techniques. We focused on volunteering. I don't have any of the modules in front of me, so I can't remember a lot of it.
That's all right.
There's training in using digital access workstations, and that will also depend on whether the student has some sight or no sight, as the training with somebody with no sight will be different to what is being taught in the modules from where I sit with them and help them use whatever systems that they are either comfortable with or want to learn.
I was just wondering, what sort of options are there for doing that kind of audio editing stuff?
We can use Audacity. It has some accessibility with screen readers. Mm-hmm. We can use Reaper with screen readers. That accessibility is quite good.
Okay.
There is a program from the US called Studio Recorder, which was made by the American Printing House for the Blind. It was specifically designed for reading of books, and it is a single track recorder, but in my station we do voice recording and reading of books and magazines.
Oh, well suited then.
Single track. So very well suited and very easy to use. And I encourage the students, as I do, to use a number of these packages, because one package won't do everything that you need to do. However, a combination of using two or three of them will get the job done. And I always encourage them to work out what their need is and what they want to achieve in their recording project, and then use the best software for various different parts of it.
Cool. Oh, thanks, Paul, for sharing your insights. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and I would encourage anyone who wants to apply for the next round of Audio Ability to do it, because it certainly will teach you a lot of information that you don't know about radio, even if you are a current presenter. I have learned a lot just being a mentor. It's taught me a lot about working with mentees and group work and various other things, stress management, etc., that we cover in our training.
Oh, that's really good.
So I would encourage everybody with a disability who has some experience in radio and wants to learn something to apply for the next round.
Paul Price there. We'll be talking more mentoring right here on the Community Radio Network after a small celebration from the iconic West Australian band, Alter Boy.
3CR is about community, and we welcome your participation at the station.
3CR is open to a wide diversity of volunteers and is a great way to connect with Melbourne's activist community.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, doing a reception shift, getting a program on air,
training in radio skills, or contributing to one of the station's committees?
There are many ways to be involved at 3CR.
To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au and get in touch.
Thank you.
listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
From Burley Perth on Wajagunga Buja, that is Altar Boys Section 504, a tribute to disabled people who fought to amend the Rehabilitation Act in the United States, which the band say was monumental in guiding revisions to the Australian Disability Discrimination Act. Now, when you're operating a pretty ambitious community project like AudioAbility, there've got to be some serious challenges, right? Let's check back in with Gemma Purvis from the Community Media Training Organisation.
You know, I'm going to be really honest with you. We've had people who haven't had the same opportunity to participate as others. Geography can play a part. For those of us in cities, we're really fortunate. There's dozens of radio stations, so it's much easier to find somewhere that will meet our own personal values and ethos as well as our accessibility needs. But if you live in a regional or remote area, it's not so easy. This is one of the things that does frustrate or upset me, is that people who don't live in the city, we can sometimes struggle to facilitate their involvement. That's not necessarily anyone's fault. It's simply that community radio stations are often based in older buildings, or they've got peppercorn rentals from the local council, and so they don't have either the funding or the legal right to improve accessibility. And we can lend equipment. We do actually lend out microphones and headphones, and we've been known to lend out Zoom recorders and laptops as well if you want to do it remotely.
If you were given more resources, what other sorts of things would you be really looking to try and offer?
Oh, wow. How long is a piece of string? There are so many things that I would love to do. A session for all past AudioAbility participants, mentors and students to meet face-to-face, follow-up courses, refresher courses, and also have the administrative capacity to actually build a network. And one of the things I am truly proud of is how we do create employment pathways. It's what our funding's for. And we have a number of students who have gone on to become mentors. And the course coordinators we have now started off as mentors. We create opportunity.
On that note, for people who are new to mentoring, what does the CMTO do to equip them to feel confident taking on that kind of role?
So we run professional development training sessions for the mentors. We discuss certain topics and also have a bit of a conversation and debate.
It seems like the sort of thing where people could very easily pour themselves into it and kind of go a bit far. And have you had trouble with things like burnout? Or
we have, and it's really difficult, because anyone who signs up to do this tends to do it because they are passionate and they care.
Yeah.
That's why we do try and limit people to just working with one person, because it's a lot to be doing on top of your regular life. And also, you know, mentors and students do become friends, but we do try and encourage boundaries and just say, listen, stick to time. Sure, if you want to hang out, that's great, but also you're not obliged to do these things. My course coordinators, Ellie and Sarah, and myself are always here to step in and help facilitate any difficult conversations that need to be had. Sometimes people need to change mentors partway through because availability doesn't work. Sometimes people change stations. We're not magicians. We can't do everything, but if we can make it happen, we will.
For those who are coming in fresh to radio or wanting to develop their skills more,
AudioAbility covers a lot. Hopefully it allows you to work out what you want to focus on. Some people have actually done the course and then not been on the airwaves, but have actually joined the board of their local community radio station, which just makes me extremely happy, because we want – more diverse voices, absolutely at that most senior level of the sector. I know one person who they record writers' festivals and so on and edit the talks down for broadcast at their radio station. So people end up doing a lot of different stuff. We just try and give you a taste and also then support you and your mentor and hopefully the radio station to help you achieve your goals. So the next round will be running from January next year, a few months before we're going to start the next course. We go through that long spreadsheet and we do the pairings to find that perfect fit. We get people to have chats. We keep it capped because we want to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to speak up in class. Not everyone attends because some people do struggle with the technology or struggle with social anxiety. And so some people will watch the recordings after the event. Again, we try and make it as flexible as possible for everyone. But yeah, we try and help you find a community space that is outside your family unit. Because of course, isolation can be a really big issue for any of us that do have disabilities.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Gemma. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, Kermie.
You're listening to Into the Fold on the Community Radio Network. We're hearing from a number of different folks who've been getting stuck right into the 2026 edition of a community radio course for people with disability. When I asked my next guest how I should introduce her on the radio, she told me she is a busy woman. Not now, Kermie, can't you see I'm a busy woman way, but just because it's true. Madonna Brady creates everything from quilts to community. After a diagnosis of young-onset Parkinson's disease, she established an online group that's now over 5,000 strong, and she started the first non-contact boxing group for people living with Parkinson's. Madonna, thank you for making the time for this. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Kermie. Thank you.
Now, you and I have connected through being students together in the latest audio ability course. What was it that got you into that?
I like the word community. I think that it's what brings us all together. I just think that when you realise that community is what could be missing in your life, that's when you really yearn for it.
Yeah.
It's just such a nice way to deliver it, you know, by radio. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think it's great to be talking to you in 3CR.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy the people who are in the course. You know, it's a Zoom meeting. So for me, sometimes that's a bit tricky to get onto Zoom. But then when you see all the other participants and then you hear their questions or read what they're talking about, it's great. It's really just coming together and working together to communicate and show each other, you know, the respect that is just always there, I think.
I've been looking forward to each week.
Oh, yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And my mentor has been really helpful as well. And the people who are doing the course, the organising, the coordinators, they're great as well. They're really very supportive. I'm pretty surprised at how much they're willing to give. And I think the best thing is, yeah, working together and sorting through things.
Yeah, I've found that kind of, that sense of understanding that comes from everyone being in a similar kind of boat is really nice.
Yes, definitely.
What have you been getting up to in terms of the practical stuff?
Oh, practical, making some interviews. I interview people on just a small recorder, probably about the size of an old Nokia phone.
Okay. So who have you been interviewing with the portable recorder? You're getting out and about places?
Oh, yeah. Well, some of my interviews are 10 years old because I've had a bit of time off due to surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 years ago, I interviewed a bunch of people doing the Unity Walk going around Central Park in New York.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a pretty exciting one. But because it's 10 years, it's sort of a bit of a time stamp as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Interviewed people who I know who are living with Parkinson's. And recently I've been interviewing people in Brisbane or nearby.
Yeah.
Bob Black, he's a ringer at a farm in the Conondale Ranges. It's a really interesting song. Very entertaining interview too, I've been told.
Yeah? What were you talking about?
He went to a party on the weekend and it was a living wake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was going along to the party. He was dancing and having a great son, and he's actually also living with chronic dystonia, which is a neurological condition, which is really pretty hard going, but he had a really good time at the party, he said. What else do we talk about? Oh, just so much. He's really easy to talk to, and he's got a good sense of humour as well. I think that that's really necessary, you know. Especially if you're living with something like the dystonia. Because he said it makes his head shake a lot.
Okay. How are you finding, is your Parkinson's interfering at all with you doing these interviews and things?
Sometimes I forget the words that I want to say. And my skills on the computer are not that good. So,
Computers aren't important.
No. I'm supported by people, you know, within the group, the CMTO. And, they make it really not worthwhile, but really
rewarding
because of supported. The rewards haven't come yet because we've just been learning.
And so
I think when we have the listening party, that's when we'll see, you know, how different everyone's concepts are.
Yeah. All right, let's dig into this some more after a quick song. Stick around.
We know you love listening to 3CR, but we also know that many of you haven't downloaded the Community Radio Plus app yet.
The app lets you tune in anywhere and share the station with your friends.
So, show the love and share the love and search Community Radio Plus wherever you get your apps.
On the Community Radio Network, this is Baby Teeth with Baseball Annie. Baby Teeth delivered. Baby Teeth are a Dundunya band. Right from the start, have been priding themselves on their focus on accessibility and gender diversity, making them pretty apt for this show, Into the Fold, where we're having a chat with Madonna Brady, who's been one of the students from the Audio Ability radio course in 2026. Every round of Audio Ability culminates in an opportunity for participants to show off a short sample of the work that they've been doing with their mentors. Mads, what are you preparing for the listening party?
Oh, yes. It's the interview with Bob Black.
Oh, cool.
But it's really hard just to pick 2 minutes.
I know. I haven't even decided yet what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I was going to do something from when I went to America that time, but it's just too much to condense into 2 minutes because you just missed the whole...
Yeah, of course.
...essence of the talk.
Yeah, yeah, you'd really only be able to have, like, here is this person answering a question type of thing.
Yeah.
Rather than that kind of craft.
But one day we'll do something user-friendly with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the talk with Bob Black, it's probably 6 minutes of really good stuff. And then we're trying to work out today whether to do it at the start or at the end of the talk. Yeah. And I'd rather just get it done and submit it.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, I'm really keen to hear that.
Oh, it's really fun. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, thank you, Madonna. Madonna Brady's been sharing some of her experiences as a student of the Audio Ability Radio course. Next time, we'll find out how what Madonna's learned applies to her life right now, where the program can take you, and how to make the first steps. Start at the end is the suggestion from Maganjan's Forest Blue here, closing out this episode of Into the Fold. Our intro music comes from jazz bassist N.R. on Ghana Country. Today we heard their composition Spoon with seven O's, some of which are the numeral zero. I'm Kermie Braden, thanking Paul, Gemma and Madonna for stopping by our ears, Gemma, Sarah Bailey and Ali Violet for rustling up some of our guests, producer Nat Grant for the whole kit and caboodle, and you for being here. Stay tuned for more community radio, or you can catch up on our podcast, complete with transcripts, on 3cr.org.au/radical radio. This show has been produced at 3CR and heard on the Community Radio Network. I will meet you back here for the final episode.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.